As Arcade Fire said, every inch of sky's got a star, every inch of skin's got a scar. And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And now
welcome to episode 36 of the Fat Man Chronicles. I'm Pete, sitting alongside my beautiful wife, Gretchen, and we are a regular couple on the journey with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Sweet.
It's been a while.
Well, we had that interview with Trevor, but right. I did the interview, and then we just had like a short piece together.
Yeah.
And then it took me, I don't know, a week to figure out how to edit. But the music came back.
And everyone was so happy.
I know. There was at least 7 people. I didn't even know we were up to 7.
But that regularly comment on our stuff.
Yeah. So it was It was noticed. It was even noticed by somebody on Twitter that I didn't even know was a listener.
There you go. See?
You get all kinds of good stuff.
Wow.
So we do have wine out tonight.
We have wine. I need
it. It's been a tough
wine.
Week.
It has been. It has been a very, and it's going to be a tough weekend.
But. So, you know, radio legends in Chicago include a guy named Gary Meyer.
Yeah.
You know Gary, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he did a talk show with Ro Khan.
Okay.
So it was Ro Khan and Gary Meyer on WLS. And they got super popular. And they had a news guy call. His name was Jim Johnson. He was a legend in the news industry. And every Friday, they would roll out what they called the Canarble wagon. And it was basically like a, you know, their version of a drink cart.
Oh, okay.
And they every time they did that segment, it would always start with, it's been a rough week.
It's been a rough week. It's going to be a rough weekend, though. So.
Yeah, you've had a lot of work stuff. But
yeah, but it'll all Wednesday.
That's what I keep hearing.
That's the date. Actually, I guess technically Tuesday because... Yeah, we can't be. We got to be done Tuesday. We got to be done Monday, but, you know, we'll be done Tuesday, and that'll be good. So,
in the meantime, though, a drink is necessary.
Yes, a drink is necessary. So, this, we are drinking Alina 2015 Cab Sauvignon from Yarra Valley in Australia. Helen and Joey Estate. So, yeah. You opened this a couple of days ago.
Well, this
and I
one
had
was
some.
Yeah, our good friend Don, who consults with wineries mostly out of Australia, although he does consult with Cooper's Hawk too.
Oh, that is good. Even
yeah, I mean, so we opened this on Tuesday to try it, and it's their upper tier Cabernet, and even so, it's like $35.
Yeah,
but it's the big sister to the Inara. That we've loved in the past so much. That's more of a value at like $16 with us. So
it's very good.
It's really, really good wine.
Yeah, it's very nice. Even three days later. 3 days later. Still good.
All right. Well, why don't we jump into some views from the couch?
Views from the couch.
It's summer, so what's been going on?
So.
Well, I guess it's spring, but.
It's spring.
It's the end of the TV season.
It is. It's getting, you know, things are winding down. So today I was watching my show, Southern Charm, which takes place in Charleston, South Carolina. And they're over in, they're like, they all go, it's a bunch of 30 somethings, I want to say. And then one guy that's like 50 that dates a 30 something. And they all went away together. So that's what they, like all these shows do this, right? They plan like a trip away because it causes drama, right? Well, the 50-something guy used to date a woman that was in her mid-20s, and they had 2 kids, and she had some issues, and like she had a little bit of an alcohol and drug problem.
Wait a minute. Somebody on one of these shows has issues?
I know. Well, and so she went to rehab. So she lost custody of her children. That the dad has custody and she gets visitation, but she went to rehab. She's been sober for over a year. She's doing great. She's this like, because when she was first on the show, because you know, their relationship started on the show, right? And she was pretty much a nut job and like, and just immature and stuff. And now that she's sober and she's got clarity and stuff, it's kind of great to see. It's interesting to see her progress, and it's kind of great to see her become a good mom. You know, I mean, she was always a good mom. She always put her kids first, but still, when you have, you know, addiction problems, it gets to be a little harder. So, but anyways, this guy, he's horrible person, and actually just got, he's been accused of sexual assault now, so that'll be fun to see how that happens, which you kind of see this. And he's dating this woman, and she's just a horrible person, and she's, you know, she spends a lot of time with her children, which, you know, with Catherine's children, which is fine because it's the girlfriend. But like, she's like telling Catherine that she's this horrible mother, that she, you know, never sees her children and stuff. It's like, well, she doesn't see her children as much as she wants to because it's court mandated. Like, she has to do certain things to get more time with her children. And that's what she's working towards. So, I mean, to put her down for this, it's just, you know, it's everyone's like, oh, all this, like, you know, women, you know, we got to, you know, bring each other up and stuff. And then you see these on these shows, all these women do is just like tear each other down. It's just in this, I mean, she's just like, sees herself as being, you know, having more kids with, you know, Thomas. And it's like, you're just mean. I mean, it's just, you just low down. And so it was, Linda and I were talking. Linda's been texting me because she's watching it now. She's like, this, Chelsea's just a B-I-T-C-H. I'm like, oh, yeah.
See, if you spell it, it's still.
It's okay. No?
No, it's
no?
still.
Oh, darn.
And we do say PG-13, so I think that falls within the PG-13.
Okay. So, but she's just, I mean, it's just, I was just watching it today because I was waiting on people. I was watching it. And I'm just like, I would never, you know, coming into a situation where obviously, you know, Vanessa is a very good mom and didn't have an alcohol problem by any means. So, no. I mean, it's totally opposite in that respect. But coming into a situation myself with two small children, I mean, you got to know your place. You know your place. You know when to talk up, when not to talk up, especially when it's early on in the relationship. You don't talk up at all, and you don't, you know, barely recognize the ex. I mean, you acknowledge, you say hi, but you don't offer opinion to the ex in any way, shape, or form.
Well, I mean, I don't know what it was for those people, but it was a little different for you because you knew Vanessa.
Well, but still, I would never, I mean, even to this day, I would never.
But I'm saying, like, the awkwardness was different, you know, but why would you talk? I mean, why would you speak up?
Why would you? You just don't say these things. So it's pretty horrible. So that was my Southern Charm. And then I've been catching up on my Food Network shows. I love my Food Network shows.
Yeah, I can't do what you do.
Yeah, you're watching Guy's Grocery Games with me today.
A little bit.
And you're like, now all you wanted was dessert after the final round.
Yeah, it's just torture. Like, I don't know how you can, not eat that stuff. And watch that and not just crave it.
No, I mean, it looks, don't get me wrong. It's like, ooh, I would love to eat it, but no. No, I was fine with it. And then, worst celebrity chefs, worst cook celebrity edition. And it was between LaToya Jackson, right? She's the one with the really high, LaToya and Ian Zierling from 90210. You know who I'm talking about. You're giving me a blank say. Come on.
Okay.
No?
Oh, yeah.
Is it
Ian or Ian?
Ian.
I think it might be Ian. Ian Ziering.
Ian Ziering. Yeah. So it was the two of them in the final. And Chef had Ian and Chef Amberell had Ian. And
I think it's Ian.
I don't know.
What do they call him on the show? You're the one watching it.
I thought they called him Ian.
Okay. Well, then
maybe
it's Ian.
Maybe they called him Ian. Now I don't know. Now you have me questioning myself.
Well, okay. So you don't know how to pronounce most names.
I know.
So
I'm horrible.
I'm going to go to the Google while you're talking.
Okay. So anyway, so it was the final. So Chef Amberell had Ian. It's probably Ian. Yeah, it's probably Ian. And LaToya was with, why am I blinking?
I don't know.
On
Tyler Florence?
Tyler, yes. I love Tyler. So it was funny because LaToya was saying, you know, I don't eat certain types of food, and like one of the things, like, she doesn't eat certain colors, I've never heard of that. Like, people don't eat colors.
Daniel doesn't.
He doesn't eat color. Well, he doesn't eat green. He just doesn't eat green because he doesn't, because they're veggies. Like, I think he would eat green food, but if it wasn't a vegetable. But yeah, she doesn't eat like white food. And Tyler was having her make these frog legs, and it had to dip, and the batter was white. And she's like, I'm not sure I could do this. It's like, what's wrong? Like, I've never heard of people that couldn't, like, you know, was restrictive on color. It was interesting. But she ended up winning. Spoiler. Probably should have said that. It's a couple weeks. But it's been like, that's like 3 weeks old.
Oh, jeez.
3 weeks old. So anyway, so yeah, so that's my views from the couch.
I have a video of him saying it's I and
Ian
Zaring.
Oh, so I was right. No, I said,
you
Ian.
I said Ian.
I was wrong. So, but I've been on the treadmill. I've been doing the treadmill.
You have been. You even did some variation.
I've added 2 pound weights in each arm, so 4 pounds total. While I've been
walking. You're great with math. You can't pronounce anything, but great with math.
So I added some weights to my walking. I do some arms straight out, and I like do like the bend, the curls, and the up. He's laughing because I'm like, I'm demonstrating.
And just super generic terms, up, out.
Up. But I, like, the first day I did it, I started last week with them. First day I did it, I was like sore, like my little biceps were like sore. I'm like, and it's 2 pounds, but I'm, you know, trying to use muscles that I don't normally use. So, because I was putting on like a sleeveless shirt the other day, and all I could see was flabby wings, and it was not attractive.
And now you're getting towards having some guns.
Yeah, look at them. I mean, come on. There's a little definition, right there. See it?
No.
Come on, right there.
Oh. It was the light. I thought that was just a shadow.
No, right there. See?
Yeah.
See?
This would be great if it was a video. If it was a video podcast.
We could post a picture of my guns. Oh, I think I pulled something.
Oh, jeez. How'd you get injured? Podcasting.
I was trying to make a muscle. Oh, man.
First podcasting injury ever.
Oh, I can't work out anymore. Great. But I have noticed that my IT band is a lot better.
Great.
It's I can actually make it the full 30 minutes without it starting to hurt.
That's awesome.
Yes. So.
Well, I mean, you got to build up. And mm-hmm. Have you increased speed?
Mm-mm.
No. Mm. So still more of a saunter?
It's a walk for me.
What's the treadmill on? 2.8?
I don't want to say.
Come on. I think that the world wants to know.
No.
2.6?
2.5. And that's a walk for me, people. It's a walk. I'm walking. I'm not just like strolling. It's a walk.
You're moving. I'm not criticizing that.
You are. It is. You're giving me judgmental eyes.
It's not judgmental. It's it's funny, but it's not judgmental.
I got short little legs.
I know.
They go.
Well, I guess I was asking if you increase because your IT band's feeling better, and I was going to caution you on increasing too much fast.
No, I don't think you have to worry about that.
Well, no, I mean,
I will increase eventually, but no.
I think that you're going to have to, or you just won't get any benefit anymore.
But yeah, no, the IT, but I went.
I know that you're going to keep lifting weight, so eventually you'll be like, grudge and smash.
Well, I used to be that way, and then I stopped, so. But well, yeah, so that's.
Awesome.
That's my updates.
Well, I'm going to start with the second date update that I heard today.
Oh, yes.
I heard a second date update today on when I was taking Michaela to school. And it was good timing because it was like the perfect timing to hear the story. So they don't do them every day. They do other things too.
Okay.
That are just as awkward and weird. And this one was interesting. A guy had emailed in and called in, and he had gone on a date. And the way that he described this girl was as, like, a really pretty, big doe eyes, like a and red hair, but like, how did he put it? Like a perfect red hair, like the auburn, like all like layered in, so not like scary clown red hair, but you know, and like Zooey Deschanel kind of like big doe eyes,
yeah.
And so really. Pretty, and he was super excited and nervous about the date. And for whatever reason, he decided that he was going to start the date out by telling her about his ex-girlfriend.
That's always a good start.
And a fight they got into and stuff, and it just didn't start well.
Like it just
happened? I think it was fairly recent. Like not like super recent, but I think fairly recent. I didn't catch that detail. But they go to dinner, and during the dinner, pretty early on, he doesn't feel good. Like his stomach is gurgling.
Uh-oh.
So he has to go and run, and he's gone for a while.
Oh, boy.
And he comes back to the table and, you know, apologizes, and then it starts to happen like 2 minutes later. And he...
Was he poisoned?
Hold on. He said that he had to, like, make a work call or something. So he, like, lied to her and then did that. And then he came back and then it happened again.
Oh, gosh.
And he left. And then the third time he came back, he basically just threw down some money on the table and said he had to go. So then they always call... So that's his version, right?
Right.
And so then they call the woman and... can't remember what her name was, maybe Melissa, and they said, you know, hey, did you go out on this date? And she's like, oh yeah. And well, first he starts talking about his ex-girlfriend, and then he wants to take a selfie with me so that he can post it and make her jealous.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's not a great start for this dude, right?
No.
And then she's like, well, you know, you meet a lot of weirdos and creepy guys on when you're dating these days, and so I always bring along chocolate laxatives and had given him one.
Oh,
as,
no.
And told him that it was like a how did she say, like a palate cleanser before dinner.
Shut up.
So she basically laxated, however you would, gave this guy a laxative.
Oh my god, to get out of a date.
And she,
oh my god,
she said it's a common strategy for her, it's not the first time she's done it.
Oh my god, it's gotta be like, not like, is that like form of like,
no,
poisoning?
I don't think so, it's just a laxative. But
I know, but still, you're giving somebody something that they don't know they're ingesting. I mean, you're,
that's true. So the one of the hosts, it's, the show is called, I remember the name finally, it's called Brooke and Jubal.
Mm.
And Brooke is female and was like livid at her. She's,
yes,
like, you don't get any opinion anymore about whatever he did.
Yes.
Like, okay, fine. He made some awkward dating,
yes,
choices.
But you don't poison the dude.
So she just kept, well, it's not poison, but she's, the dating woman, Melissa, just kept saying, well, what, you know, what would you do? And they're just like, everything except give somebody a laxative.
Yes.
Like, how about this? How about, I've got to go home.
Right. The fake phone call. We've all done it. Oh, I got an emergency. I don't feel well.
Yes. I got to go. I mean, you did the fake phone call on our last date and we're married.
Exactly. Sometimes you just got to go. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
It's unbelievable.
It
can't be true, right?
It can't be true.
She can't be out there doing this. This has to be a setup, right?
It has to be. That's horrible.
Except somebody will recognize you and recognize your voice. And you're still saying this? I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, there, it just doesn't, to me, it seems like it has to be set up. But it's, in
a
way, though, it's so sad that it's entertaining. It's like a train
see?
Wreck.
I told you. It's like my shows.
But I can't watch them for whatever reason.
But
this
technically
one,
I'm not watching. I'm listening.
Okay, but this was literally a 5-minute segment.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's done.
Yeah.
And then I don't think about it the rest of the day. I don't think about, oh, I've got to find more second date updates. I'm not going on demand with Brooke and Jubal looking for more. But I thought that one today was pretty interesting.
That's crazy.
So, awkward transition to my training, I guess. And
taking a drink.
I saw that. And I've decided that heat, humidity, and dew point are the devil.
Clearly.
And that running in a high dew point is like running through the devil's sweat.
How's it smell?
Terrible. It's painful. When it gets in your lungs, it feels like you can't get it out. It's horrendous. And if it wasn't for today's run, I thought it was like me, like I'm losing fitness, I have a problem, I can't hit these paces.
Oh.
And I've talked to Andy, And, you know, several times, like both messaging and a couple of times on the phone. And
do you feel like now you can, now that you're like officially on board with him, like you can bug him more often?
Well, I've been trying not to. I've been trying to be good and just kind of listen and know the plan. And then I have also decided, well, I have to keep reminding myself that Andy is my coach, not my therapist. So there's a big difference between those two. And I've got to just continue to treat him like a coach. But, you know, we talked even yesterday, last night, about how things were going. And yeah. I was.
Do you find yourself laying down?
I did. I laid on the couch.
You close your eyes.
I asked if Andy could go put on a sport coat, a tweed sport coat with some like elbow patches.
Yep.
A pipe, an unlit pipe. But basically, I wanted to. Right now, I do sometimes picture Fraser Crane when I'm talking
now
to Andy.
I'm totally picturing Fraser Crane.
Andy doesn't look like Fraser though.
He doesn't at all.
Not at all. But it's
so you talk to him though about the whole heat and everything.
Yeah, and it's basically we have to adjust. I can't, and I've done a lot. You know how I am. I went and did a bunch of research, listened to some podcasts. It was actually a podcast of the week this week on heat and humidity and sub 30 club, because I just started listening and reading as much as I could. And there are formulas to slow down.
Yeah,
and I've got to remember that. And I was afraid I would lose fitness. But today's run was really good. It was a mile warm up and then 4x400 meter repeats.
Okay.
With a 400 meter rest, so equal rest in there, and the rest is still moving. It's just moving at the slow pace. And I was supposed to hit a 9:03 pace, I think, for the sprints, and I was below that a little bit for the first two, way below it for the third, and then equal above it for the fourth. So it really took it out of me. I just went too fast.
Yeah.
But I was able to hit my paces today, and it was 63, 65 degrees, something like that.
Yeah, it was a lot cooler today.
And the dew point down to 57, which below 60 is comfortable.
Right.
Above 60 starts to get uncomfortable. Above 65, really uncomfortable. Above 70 is kind of miserable, at least for me.
Right.
So I was just starting to get worried. You know, my heart rate would spike, and I'm like, this just doesn't feel good.
It makes sense, though. I mean, all the training, you've never done this type of training, this type of running in the heat before.
Not consistently, because I would do it once, it would hurt, and I'd stop.
Exactly. So, you know, all the training that you did was in the wintertime when it's cold, and or you'd be in a climate control at the track. You know, it's a very different situation to be outside with the humidity and the sun, and, you know, it's... You can't expect your body to react the same way in the different temperatures.
You know, so in my head, I know that somewhere.
Yeah.
Right. I know that, but it still was difficult to accept. It sucks to get slower when you're
Andy
moving.
Agreed with me. So.
Well, Andy's never going to agree with me.
He's totally Team Gretchen.
Him, Kevin. I mean, Kevin actually has the fan club. I think the newsletter started, so it's going to be very interesting. And I'm still working up towards a race.
Right.
I've
next
got
weekend.
A 5K on the 9th, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to just play it by ear. So at this point, and I talked to Andy about this, and I'm okay with it finally mentally, right? It's something that I've accepted. If it's nice like today, I'm going to go for the sub 30.
Right.
I might not get it, but I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
And I think I can. If it's weather like today, it would be close. Because it's still a little warm.
Yeah.
Even for 5K for me. And if it's warmer, more humid, bigger dew point, I'm going to slow down and just have fun. Because the race should be fun. I don't want to hate running again.
No. You don't want to be like me.
No. No. Not for running. For everything else in life.
Oh, please.
Maybe not name pronunciations.
Brings humor.
You know, and the other piece of the, and I wrote a blog post on this you could find at fatmanchronicles.com about perspective. And I brought up the weather and I brought up my weight, and it went up a little bit because I've been on the eating struggle bus.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get out of it. I just today contacted Peter Belarczyk, former guest on Fat Man Chronicles, and he had offered us a consultation, and you and I are going to take him up on that.
Yep.
And hopefully we get some really good progress, because this is not good where I'm at. I've done better since, but I gained 10 pounds at one point.
Yeah.
And caught it. And right. I've already lost most of that, right? Yeah. Because it comes off fast.
Yeah.
But I'm still heavier than I was at my low. I'm still a little, I'm around what I was, maybe a little bit heavier than when I raced. Okay. Maybe a pound or two. That can't happen.
Yeah.
I can't, I've got to be more even keeled. So I took a little while to eat like a jerk. Now, can't eat like a jerk.
No, you got to be good.
Yeah, so that's really what's up with me. And I was in my researching on trying to figure out the humidity stuff. I just kind of went to some different websites, and one of them was NBC.
Okay.
And I saw that they've got this whole section with NBC News of for health, and it's actually kind of good. There's all kinds of topics and different angles, and really well done. And they had one video in there that I clicked on to my, you know, against my better judgment, because most of these things are clickbait when they say, you know, the three keys to losing weight,
and then there's
and then it's just garbage. Mm-hmm. You know, this actually hit home, and you haven't seen the video, but I'm going to summarize it for you.
All right.
The three keys are: eat whole foods, eat more vegetables, eat less sugar.
Sounds about right.
And that does sound about right. Yeah. So the only part of that you and I try to limit is in the eat whole foods. We try to limit what we eat with grains, right? The NSNG kind of lifestyle.
Yeah.
We do eat way less sugar.
Yes.
We do eat more veggies, but we should be eating even more. And I have been lately. That's the pivot that I've made. I've been eating. You bought raw cauliflower and broccoli for me. And I just make a dip out of, like a really simple dip out of yogurt, full fat Greek yogurt, sour cream, and then just season it up, stir it up.
Yeah.
And it's good.
It's good. It is good.
So I, you know, I guess what the point I was trying to make here is, and I'll put the link to the video in the show notes, is it really is that simple. If you don't eat processed foods.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Right? And you eat less sugar and you eat vegetables, like you're going to lose weight.
Yeah. So,
and I'm going to say without exercising.
Yeah. So I had my annual physical in the last week. And I was supposed to go get my blood work done, but I kind of forgot about it. So I had breakfast, and then like 15 minutes before my appointment, I got a reminder on my computer saying, hey, you have a doctor's appointment. So I literally ran out of the house with my computer in my hand and like jumped in the car.
Like a cartoon character.
It was like ridiculous. It was ridiculous. I called my boss. She's like, where are you? I'm like, I'm in the car on my way. And it was like a horrible day at work too, which is par for the course. But anyways, I go there and, you know, I get on the scale, and it wasn't my usual nurse practitioner, so somebody new, and because she was out. And so then I had a different nurse to help that takes all the vitals, but she was super nice. And she's like, weighs me. She's like, okay. And starts taking, you know, we start talking, and I'm like, wait a minute, before we go any further, I'm like, did you notice the weight loss? I'm like, you need to recognize the 35 pounds that I've lost. And she's like, well, let's take a look. And she's like, wow. And I'm like, thank you. Can I get a little props for this? I mean, a year, 35. I'm like, it's got to be something. She's like, no. So she's like, so she asked what I did. And I'm like, all I did was no sugar. I cut off sugar and grains. And she's just like, and you worked out. I'm like, nope. I have not worked out. I'm like, I'm not the poster child for that. But she was just like, I don't know if I can do it. I'm like, oh, you're a horrible person for the first week. I'm like, you don't need to be around people. But I mean, once you get past the first week, I mean, you just start. She's like, yeah, but I love my sugar. I'm like, she's like, and I know that's what it is. She's like, I know it. I'm like, see? And so it's kind of, I mean, it's true. Like, you just, even if you like don't cut out all the grains and stuff, just that little bit of sugar can make a huge difference.
I fully agree. I mean, I think for me, I need to watch the grains too, because they do break down into sugar in a mm-hmm. different way. But whole grains are better.
Yeah.
And sprouted grains even better yet, mm-hmm. Which I know a lot of people that do. And I've softened my stance in general, but I do believe that you have to really limit the grains that you're eating
yeah.
to get long-term weight loss for some people like us, yeah. right? I think when I start to eat grains, which is exactly what I did, I didn't eat much sugar.
No.
I ate grains.
Yeah. You would have like, we go out for the bun on a burger.
Right.
That was your like go-to.
And I did it too many times.
Yeah.
And I gained weight. That was the only difference really yeah. for most of it. I did eat just a tremendous amount of food at Daniel's graduation dinner,
yeah.
which I'm, you know, super proud of him.
Yeah.
Great. It graduating eighth grade. I've got a freshman coming up here.
You're old.
Well, the worst part is that the driving thing, like they're already going to teach him driver's ed.
See, I just don't know if that's a good idea.
No.
I love Daniel.
But it's not a good idea for any child, much less mine.
I don't know about him behind a wheel. That just, I don't know about that one.
No, Daniel, Jesus can't take the wheel. So,
but I think he actually, you know what, I think he actually would be a pretty cautious driver.
Oh,
he's
for
a cautious
sure.
person.
Well, he won't want to hurt anybody.
Right. He's a cautious person. So I think he'll be a pretty cautious driver in all seriousness.
Yeah.
But I still don't want him driving because that makes him too old.
I'm with you. I am with you. But, you know, so just going back to the food, right? I mean, when I eat those grains, I don't feel the best. And
so bloated.
Yeah. And I've tried, and I just kind of listened to too many people about fueling with grains still. They have been whole grains, except for the burger. Any other grains I've eaten have been whole grains.
Right. I mean, you have you'll have your bagel in the morning, and that helps you when it's like a big race. When you have a long run.
I think that's mental.
You think it's all mental?
Yeah, I do. I don't think it has anything to do with it. Being fat adapted, I think it's more about just keeping the stores up while I'm on the longer run. And I think no matter what I did in the heat and humidity, I wouldn't have been good.
Mm-mm.
But what I did eat was not good. That didn't feel very nice.
Did not feel good?
No, not at all. So, you know, I really like this little video, though.
Because
I think if you lived your life by those three edicts, which are eat whole foods, in other words, don't eat processed foods, eat more veggies, eat less sugar, you'd be all right.
Yeah, agreed.
I mean, the very little that we eat comes in any sort of processed package, right?
Mm-hmm.
And cheese would be about the only thing. And for the most part, we try to eat natural cheeses.
Yes.
I mean,
we try.
We do our best on that. So, I don't know. I think this consultation with Peter will help me just get my focus back. Because I really, really, really want to lose another at least 15 to 20 pounds. Ideally, I'd like to lose another 30. But that would put me at a weight that I haven't been since I was in high school sophomore year.
I would be happy with losing another 50, like either I would even say 10 to 20, which is a big range. I mean, I would say 15 would be good. 20 would be like where I was in college, freshman year college, probably would be 20 pounds. Maybe even like high school, maybe even too. I'm not sure. In college it was weird because I was working out so much with the crew team, so I was gaining a ton of muscle. So my weight was like going up, but I wasn't gaining inches. It was this muscle, which is now all fat. Thanks a lot, crew team. I would, you know, I was thinking because, you know, I gained weight too, you know, a few pounds. It was only like I went up maybe about 4 at the top after Mother's Day weekend. I think I was like a high of 5 pounds or something from my low, which is, you know, horrible, but it came back down. But I struggled. It doesn't come off as fast for me than it does for you. So for me to gain 5 pounds, it takes weeks to bring it back down. And so I'm finally back down to where my low was. So I'm happy about that. But now it's like I find that when I go into the weekend, like I don't know if it's just like the mentality of it's being the weekend. So I'm relaxing from work. I'm just relaxing with the family. I'm just trying to enjoy life more, you know? So like I relax more on what I'm eating. I definitely eat more on the weekend because, you know, we have lunch. We have to feed the child, you know, I got to feed the kid. So typically I'll eat something too, which I don't usually eat like a full lunch, right? You know, we'll have some nuts or cheese or you'll have fruit, your veggies or something like that. So I need to figure out how to curb my weekend eating.
I think that what you're saying is something I've been thinking about a lot, which is even though it's even though that lifestyle became habit, it still doesn't erase the previous, you know, 30 years plus
right.
of not caring about how we eat
yeah.
at all, with limited exceptions in between.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mentally exhausting.
It is.
It is taxing to have to constantly say no
right.
to the food that you instinctively want.
Right.
And I don't think that that part of it is fully recognized. I think that there are some people who recognize it, but I think mm-hmm. in general, you, when you have dietary experts, that they'll always say, look, once you do it, it's just, it becomes habit. It just becomes your life. And that's true for some people.
Right.
It is not true for me.
No.
And I am exhausted at this point. And that was part of the lapse was, look, I'm just tired of it.
Yeah.
I like the lifestyle. I like what it does for me.
Right.
But I am sick of trying every day to say no to the stuff that I really want.
Yeah.
Luckily, we don't have a lot of it in the house.
We have none of it in the house. It's very, very, very
well,
few.
A little bit.
We have a little.
And I've eaten that way too often.
Right.
So, you know, the Nature Valley almond
yep.
things. Like, I thought Daniel would eat more of them. He didn't. And now I'm eating them.
Yeah.
And I'm not eating six of them.
No.
I'm not eating one every day.
No.
But I'm eating, you know, every 3 days or so, 2 or 3 days, I'm eating one.
Right.
And I can't.
No.
It's just, it seems like it shouldn't be a big deal, but it's like a gateway drug for me.
Well, it also, like, when you have that, you know, the other weekend, we were a Mother's Day weekend. On Mother's Day, we were out, you know, we were at your parents, and, you know, there was really not much to eat there. And so we got Michaela some donuts and, you know, you got us some donuts. And so we had our donuts, which was fine, but we needed something more. And it was like Michaela was she was done. She's like, I'm not going to go sit in a restaurant. So we went through McDonald's and we got an Egg McMuffin. And I started to not eat the muffin part. Like I was just like, because I wasn't driving, so I could do that. And so I started just eating the egg and sausage, but then I'm like, you know what, screw it, I want the muffin, because we had we were drinking the night before and I needed something like substantial. I needed that grain I needed the bread in my stomach. I needed it. And what I took that one bite of that English muffin, which I love English muffins, and I was like, oh, this is what I've been missing all my life, you know, for the last 10 months or right. how long we've been doing it. And so, but I couldn't do it again.
No.
Because I felt immediately,
right.
like within 5 seconds, I was like, oh, this is why I don't eat these anymore, because I just couldn't. So.
Yeah, it wasn't a good choice by us. I mean, whether we quote unquote needed it or not is irrelevant. It wasn't a good choice in the end. And luckily we don't make that choice every day.
But it's, you know, it's coming into the weekend and, you know, we have a lot of, you know, we're getting together with friends and we're going over to friends to see, you know, newborn babies and stuff. And, you know, we'll make our choices, but it's like, I need to figure out how to balance our active life with not eating as much, you know, whether it's bringing my own snacks and making sure I have something that's substantial while we're out running around and stuff so that we don't have to stop or, you know, I need to figure out a balance because I guarantee I will be up a couple pounds come Monday.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, because this weekend we're going to get together with Carla and David and David's eating like us, I think still.
I think he still is. Yeah.
And Carla,
she don't
kinda,
care. Yeah.
Kind of does. I think that she kind of does want to though.
Yeah. She goes with the flow.
And then when we go to, see the baby on Sunday, we're going to have made food that fits within what we do.
Right.
So
I know.
I think that we're going to be okay.
I think
this
it's going
to
be the quantity. For me, it's going to be like saying no after, like, you know, we're going to order Luminati's pizza tomorrow. Like, okay, one piece of pizza and let me have some salad. Or not having, you know, multiple glasses of wine, you know, because we're going to have some wine.
Yeah, that's the key.
We won't have any wine on Sunday, probably. We might, because they don't drink wine. They drink beer and stuff. And so but tomorrow we're going to be sitting outside. It's going to be a gorgeous day. And I want to have wine, not to wine, but I want to have wine.
Well, that's a choice, right? There's non-negotiables in life. And if that's where you, if that's the,
it's the summer. It's, you know, and the other day we were sitting, you know, I was sitting outside while the girls were playing in the pool, and I had a glass of rosé, and it was just, that's summer to us, right? You know, sitting outside, enjoying the weather, having a glass of rosé, and I'm not going to give that up, and I'm not going to feel guilty for it either.
No.
So it's just a matter of my mind being like, you know what, Gretchen, if you gain a pound or two over the weekend, so be it. You're going to take it right back off. And maybe, you know, maybe I plateau. Maybe I stay this for a while, you know. We're going to have our consultation. I want to see what Peter, you know, I want to go through that. But maybe I just, you know, maybe it's not bad being where I'm at. I mean, I'm not, I mean, my doctor's not concerned about my health. I mean, she's not like, hey, you need to lose like 30 pounds here, so.
Well, I think that's more about what you want.
Right.
You know, if you're satisfied with where you're at.
I might get rid of my flabby arms. That's where my focus is right now. I need to work on that.
Okay.
Because look at those.
I'm looking at all the definition, just like you told me earlier.
No, it like jiggles. There's jiggle.
Watch it wiggle.
Anyways.
I don't think you should feel guilty. And I just want to make better choices overall.
Yeah.
And if wine has been a part of our lives after the first 4 weeks of doing it.
Right.
Wine's been a part of our lives since then.
Yeah.
So, and we lost a lot after that. So it's not the wine's not the problem.
No.
When we're careful about it.
Yep.
And we have been for the most part.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I'm not whining about where I'm at. I made bad choices.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I don't want to make bad choices anymore. So now what do you do about that? It's on me. I made the bad choices. I'm the one
now
who can fix it. I know for the most part what I want to do. I just want to find is there a better thing that I could be doing that would help me stay motivated? And that's where I think Peter can come in.
Right.
And really help us out. You know? So Pete, no pressure.
No pressure.
No pressure at all.
No pressure.
So, yeah, but that's it. I mean, I think it's good. It's good, though, because there's a lot of people out there going through this just like we are. I don't know why else you'd listen to the podcast.
Yeah,
well,
seriously.
For you and Views from the Couch, but then, you know, maybe.
But I've been, like, so self-conscious about my Views from the Couch now.
Because of that review?
Because of the review.
Seriously.
I am. I'm self-conscious.
Are you being serious?
I am serious.
Ooh. Well, then I'm going to try to help you out. So we did get a new review.
Oh,
our
yay!
29th review.
29.
Yeah, pretty good.
Oh, my goodness.
So that means at least 29 people have listened to this thing.
That's crazy.
At least once. So, good podcast, good people, good times. 5 stars. By Bariatric Runner. So, that's James.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But that's fair. I mean, he's a listener.
He is.
Found Fat Man Chronicles earlier this year. Just buckle in. It's like a novel. So
that doesn't surprise me.
Found Fat Man Chronicles earlier this year and was immediately hooked. Pete and Gretchen have easygoing personalities. He included me in that. You're a really nice guy. And are fun to listen to. They don't take themselves too seriously and steer clear of politics, which I like. So much so, I can't even tell what their political leanings are. We will talk to you later about how we joined the Whig Party. They don't shy away from too many topics, but try to keep it PG-13. So if you're listening with kids around, you know it's never going to get too racy.
Except when I forget.
That's okay. The episodes consist of a variety of topics of a normal couple. He did put normal couple in quotes, which I don't blame him on that. On a journey of health. Gretchen presents her views from the couch, which with candor and laughs. If you're a fan of the Housewives shows, you'll get your fill in this segment. They usually talk about the wine they're drinking that night and how what they've been eating of late. Like most Americans, they have their good and not so good days, but overall they're on a good path and have improved their health and fitness in the past few years. What I like about their diet is that they are realistic about their food choices. They know no one eats perfect all the time. Then Pete usually updates his running progress. He has some time goals in various race distances and hopes to run a marathon in the near future. Gretchen is also getting more fit by walking more. They mention an epic hike they have planned, but I'm still not sure where and what that consists of. True enough. We will be talking about that soon, though. Overall, definitely recommend. Listening is like hanging out with old friends chatting about real life, but in a positive way. And by the way, my favorite episode is number 33. That guy has an amazing story. Well, thank
That's
you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was. Thank you very, very much, James. I mean, very kind. And, you know, if you would like to leave a rating or review, please head on over to your favorite podcast app, especially on Apple Podcasts, and do so. We can't believe we've gotten 29 reviews.
I know, that's crazy.
28 of which have been 5 stars. One upgrade to 5 stars.
Right. We need another one. We need 30.
We do. I don't know why that arbitrary number means something, but
it means something.
Round. You need it round.
I need it round.
Monk.
Maybe we'll, you know, a new review. The 30th review gets like a piece of swag or something.
Now you're giving out swag.
Wow. During the next sale that Zazzle has.
Yeah, right. Well, and, you know, it's probably a good time to thank our patrons, too, because they continue to give month after month.
Do you think they realize that they're still giving to us?
I mean, probably not, but I just, when their credit card expires, I guess we'll know that they stopped.
I know, right?
But Linda and Christine, you give monthly, and we thank you so much. And Julie, you've been very, very generous with us as well with some one-time hits. So if you'd like to donate, feel free. Head over to podbean.com, find Fat Man Chronicles, and click on the Become a Patron button. This is Gretchen's favorite part.
I know.
But you're giving out stuff. So,
I know.
But that should do okay. it.
All right.
So, I have a pre-recorded ending now.
Oh,
that
boy.
Like I slide in here.
Oh boy! So now we just.
That's
end.
What I did on the last episode.
Okay.
And so, like, we just end.
So we just end. Sit. Peace out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really it. It's really awkward. So I think I'm just going to do the ending because I don't like it.
I know. I don't know what to say.
All right. So we're going to record these things live. All right. You've been listening to episode 36 of the Fat Man Chronicles. The music is You Got Me Wrong by Safar.
Yay.
You can find us on social media at Fat Man Stories on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.com/Fat Man Stories. Our website is fatmanchronicles.com. There you can listen to the podcast, read our blog, well, my blog posts, and shop. There's a shop button now. You can go to fatmanchronicles.com/shop to get your swag. Nice, huh?
Ah, look at you. Look at that. Professional.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Move it up.
All right. Well, that's it. We're wrapping this one up. Wow. I don't even know where I was going with that.
I don't know where you're going either.
That's all right. Get out there and be better today.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And now